This week in the Missouri Senate, we review the budget for Missouri's new fiscal year, plus the latest on FRA.
Senate Bill 1 to be taken up for
Missouri perfection. Senators spent 4 days working on Senate Bill 1. Sponsor, Senator Dan Hageman of Cosby, says this measure seeks to extend the sunset on certain health care provider federal reimbursement allowances and modify provisions relating to certain family planning health care services.
And it has a 5-year sunset, taking the September 30th date back on the FRA.
During discussion, Senator Lauren Arthur of Kansas City stressed what she believes is the need for the FRA.
For 30 years, this bill has been passed without controversy. Never has it been a referendum on abortion or any related issues.
Senate Bill 1 was then sent to the Missouri House of Representatives. This measure comes as Missouri's next fiscal year begins.
As one of the only two freshman senators on the Appropriations Committee, I've taken my role very seriously.
We have enough savings to absorb the cost.
Senator Carla Esslinger of Wasolo serves on the Missouri Senate Appropriations Committee. She says budgeting means providing for local communities.
So far, I've secured some funding for career and voc tech centers, some volunteer fire department workers' compensation, and even provided some support for some character education pilot programs for 8 of our public school districts and 1 charter.
She adds there are many state requirements for otherwise local entities.
Our district has many, many, many wonderful folks that are volunteer fire departments and people that just give of their time to make sure that others are safe. One of my priorities is to help the fire departments pay for some of their workers' comp.
Senator Esslinger also says the state budget process begins in December.
We start with the governor's idea of budget, and then it goes to the House, and the House does their work, and then it comes over to the Senate.
Senator Carla May of St. Louis also serves on the panel. She says lawmakers budgeted with the idea Medicaid expansion would happen.
What happened was, by initiative petition, the eligibility expanded. And so what that means is that people 19 to 64 are now eligible. That's what the petition said.
Since then, a judge has ruled there's no funding mechanism for the funding.
So the feds pay about 90%, and the state picks up 10%. And right now, it's approximately $150 million.
Senator May says this comes down to one section of state law.
Article 3, Section 51 of the Constitution states that an initiative petition can't appropriate funding unless it's creating new funding.
The Missouri Supreme Court could decide the fate of Medicaid expansion when it hears arguments on July 13th. Fiscal year 2022 started on July 1st. And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Dean Morgan.